Hello again. Over the last couple of days, you've been paying attention to something really important. When pressure starts to build in your day. Not trying to fix it, not trying to stop anything, just noticing. That matters more than you might think. And today, we're going to take the next step. I want to show you a pattern that is happening in every one of those moments. It's simple, but once you see it, you can't unsee it. Here it is. What you're thinking shapes what you're feeling, which drives how you respond. So your thoughts drive your feelings, and your feelings shape your response. Your thoughts shape your feelings, and your feelings drive your response. Now I want to be really clear about something. This does not mean that what's happening around you doesn't matter. Your child ignoring you matters. Your spouse raising their voice matters. Being overwhelmed or interrupted or disrespected, those things are real. But what we're focusing on is this. Your response doesn't come directly from what happened. It comes from what your mind is making that moment mean. Let me give you a simple example. Your child doesn't do what you asked. That's the situation. But in that moment, your thoughts might sound like this. They never listen. I've said this 5 times already. Ugh. They're just ignoring me on purpose. Those thoughts create a feeling, frustration, irritation, pressure, and that feeling drives your response, which might be raising your voice, snapping, reacting quickly. So it can feel like they didn't listen, so I yelled. But what's actually happening is they didn't listen. I had a thought about that. That thought created a feeling. And that feeling drove my response. That's the pattern. And this is really important. This isn't about blaming yourself. It's actually about giving you back choice. Because if your response comes directly from what other people do, then you're stuck. But if your response is shaped by what's happening inside of you, then there's a place where change becomes possible. This is why we started with awareness. Because you can't change what you don't see. And as we move forward, this is where slowing the moment is going to matter. Because slowing down gives you a chance to notice what you're thinking before it turns into a reaction. Scripture talks about taking every thought captive. That only becomes possible when you can actually see the thought, not after the reaction, but in the moment. So today, we're not trying to change everything. We're just adding one layer of awareness. When you feel that pressure start to rise, ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? Not what you should think, not what's true or untrue yet, just what is actually going through my mind. When you sit down for your reflection today, use your journal page to walk through one moment. What happened? What was I thinking? What did I feel? How did I respond? You don't need a perfect example. Just pick one small moment from your day. Now remember, you're not trying to fix your reactions today. You're learning to see what's underneath them. And that's where real change begins. I'll see you tomorrow.